welcome to NACLA Radio. I'm Alexandra Hall. One of the most high-profile countries to which former NSA contractor Edward Snowden has requested political asylum in Latin America is Ecuador. Analysts have commented over the past week about the political and economic implications Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa's decision could have for relations with the United States. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden called President Correa and urged him to reject the request. The Ecuadorian consul in London at first approved a safe pass so that Snowden could safely travel from Russia to the South American country. But later, Correa's administration said that the consul never had authorization to issue such a pass. Correa has since then stated that in order for the government to consider Snowden's request, he would first have to be on Ecuadorian soil or in an Ecuadorian embassy. I spoke with John Coatsworth, Latin American historian and provost of Columbia University. He says that Ecuador is a strategic destination for Snowden. That's because President Correa has a reputation for prioritizing sovereignty over friendly relations with the United States.
Ecuador has taken positions of principle on a whole series of issues that have come up over the last several years. Although President Correa has been fairly and consistently moderate and cautious in his relations with the United States. On the one hand, for example, he closed the airbase that the United States was using for drug interdiction flights because he thought it was an affront to Ecuadorian sovereignty to have a foreign military base on his territory. On the other hand, he's been cooperative with the United States in other kinds of drug interdiction activities. So he's walked a kind of fine line, trying to define an independent foreign policy for his independent country without provoking the United States into taking kinds of action that might harm his country.
So Correa might not want to grant Snowden political asylum in Ecuador because it would affect trade relations with the United States. Do you think that that's going to affect Ecuador?
Well, I think if the United States were to make a public statement that it would take certain steps to punish Ecuador in the Snowden case, the very next minute Correa would announce to provide asylum to Snowden. So I think the United States, aware of the sensitivities, has not made public any of the things that it may be saying to the Ecuadorian government quietly and behind the scenes. There have been threats issued not by the administration, but by others who have noticed that the United States can, by executive action, cut off certain trade benefits that the Ecuadorians enjoy for some of their exports of flowers and broccoli and the kinds of things that they export specifically to the U.S. market. On the other hand, these things constitute a relatively minor part of Ecuador's foreign trade, and there are other markets for them. So I would think that if you ask the Ecuadorian government to choose between broccoli and sovereignty, they will choose sovereignty every time.
Right. And it seems like in the past they might have been forced to choose broccoli. So it seems like things have changed a little bit.
Well, it's interesting how Latin American governments, the pendulum tends to swing one way or another. Voters sometimes elect leaders who are quite nationalist, who want their countries to pursue independent foreign policies and not to kowtow to external powers like the United States. And sometimes they elect leaders who are very sensitive to broccoli interests. I don't find this at all surprising, and it's a pattern that you can see even in countries that are quite dependent on the United States.
So according to the State Department, Ecuador does have a bilateral extradition treaty with the United States, but that doesn't cover espionage. Is there a reason why? Is it meant to protect political fugitives?
Well, extradition refers to the export of people who have been plausibly accused of committing a crime. In the case of Snowden, it's complicated because what Snowden may have done is not a crime in Ecuador. Moreover, when a government gives political asylum to a foreign national, it is essentially saying that the criminal charges against the individual whose extradition is being requested are not, from the point of view of the Ecuadorian government in this case, are not plausible. So here's a case where Ecuador may have an extradition treaty, but political asylum trumps extradition, which has to be based on plausible charge of criminal activity.
Thank you so much, Professor Coatsworth.
Sure. I'm happy to talk to you.
John Coatsworth is provost of Columbia University. And that's all for this episode of NACLA Radio. Join NACLA on July 31st for a benefit fundraiser in Brooklyn, New York. We'll have music, raffle prizes, an art sale, and cocktails. For more information and to get the latest news from around the Americas, visit NACLA.org. From New York, I'm Alexandra Hall for Nagla Radio. Thank you.